That's the sound you want to hear. Happy Friday, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Boom, poof, boom, boom, poof, boom, boom, poof.
Oh, we have waited, and here it is, the weekend. And remember, it's partially a work schedule thing, but really, it is a state of mind. Embrace it. It is the weekend. Celebrate. Happy, happy Friday. Wow. Right back to business. Lots to talk about. I have not heard a peep out of former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Have you?
Oh, it's been forever.
She's been very, very quiet. And that's, I mean, you know, she deserves personal life. That's what she wants to do. But apparently it did come up recently. She said Thursday on a Fox News Channel special report that the evidence is showing substantial and significant damage. That was the result of the U.S. attacks on three nuclear facilities in Iran. So we're still debating how much damage was done. We're still going to have to go back and forth, and there'll be naysayers, and we'll find out. It'll take time. But, you know, the only people on the ground besides the Iranians were some IDF folks, apparently. And from what they could see, feel, estimate, whatever, they said it was a job well done. Condoleezza Rice said, well, I will say that this was an extraordinary effort by the American military following on several extraordinary efforts by the Israelis. And we will eventually know precisely how much the Iranian program was damaged. There you go. A voice of reason. Eventually we'll know. But I think all of the evidence is that it was substantially, significantly damaged to the place that where, for a while at least, it will be hard to build a nuclear weapon. She said, I just want to say to have low confidence assessment come out 24 hours later, that was kind of irresponsible. And so I hope people will put that aside and look at the overwhelming evidence that indeed to set Iran back significantly. It also changes the nature of the region. Not just this event, though this event is sort of the culmination of that, but when you look at what the Israelis were able to do to Hezbollah, what they were able to do to Hamas, the significant efforts against the Iranian military establishment, against scientists, this really is now a crippled Iran.
There you go.
And a crippled Iran is good.
Oh, yeah.
For the region. Yep. There's a UN nuclear watchdog agency, and they're confirming as well that the airstrikes disabled Iran's centrifuges.
Okay.
They're saying, they're using the terminology, enormous damage.
That'd be a good thing.
International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, Director General Rafael Grossi said that on Thursday, Iran's heavily fortified uranium enrichment plant at Fordo is no longer operational. He told Radio France International that he thought destroyed or annihilated might be a bit too much to describe the current state of Iran's nuclear program, but it has suffered enormous damage. All right? There are other nuclear sites in Iran that have not been hit. I know there's been much debate about the degree of annihilation, total destruction, etc. I can tell you, I think everyone agrees on this, that a very considerable amount of damage was caused. All right. So it seems to me that information and people that, you know, have the credentials are coming forward and saying, no, this was a very successful event, mission, and damage was done. Some will say extremely severe. Some will say at least a tremendous amount of damage. So I guess, you know, that leak of that very early irresponsible report hopefully is less damaging than it may have initially been. That's kind kind of the hope for that. Mm. All right. I want to commend President Trump and his national security team and our brave and skilled pilots for their crews for a brilliantly executed mission. And we have struck a major blow alongside our friends in Israel against Iran's nuclear program, one who is going to make America safer, our friends in the region safer, and protect the world from the risk of an Iranian nuclear weapons for years. So that's kind of giving you the latest on that. Also, right now, no missiles are firing. We are not at war. That is a good thing.
A very good thing.
Yep. And we'll keep you apprised of the situation if and when anything should change, you know, on that front. Later on this morning, we're going to talk to some of the folks from Ocala, the CEP, and try to get a feel for the kind of growth and how that really that business growth and how that is going to impact the folks in the Marion County area, Ocala, Bellevue, and all of that, because there is definitely growth. And we want to help you kind of connect the dots with how that could impact you and what the pros and cons are.
It's a good place to be. I mean, we're all, whenever we talk to the commish himself, Carl Zalek, we're always hearing about just great things that are going on in the county. So, yeah, always good to see good news, good growth, and that kind of helps everybody in the community.
Do you remember Rahm Emanuel?
Oh, yes.
He was chief of staff for a while with Obama.
Yeah.
And one of his famous quotes is something like, can never let a good crisis go to waste.
Mm-hmm. That's like the one famous line we remember him for.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we really do. Then he went on to be the mayor of Chicago for a while. And it was he wasn't really a great mayor. But then the ones that followed him made him look better and better. And he came out Thursday on CNN on the lead.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah.
CNN.
And Rahm Emanuel stated, I don't agree with the President of the United States, do not, on many, many issues, but you have to admire that when the United States says all options are on the table, he just proved all options are on the table. And China and Russia and even North Korea have to step back because that has a level of deterrence.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, good words from Rahm for the Trumpster.
He said, the one big loser in my mind is not just Iran, but it's Russia. Russia, if you take a step back, all their weapons, the S-300, did not protect Iran. They've been proven to be a feckless ally. They didn't come to their defense, and they've been kicked out of Syria.
Wow.
So, Rahm Emanuel, telling it like it is. And
I love it.
These are rare things that come from Dems. We like to share them.
Like it.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast. If you just click on subscribe, you'll never miss a minute of the show. All right. Happy Friday on 97.3 The Sky. Sometimes you got to get into the weeds just a little bit to see the bigger story. Good morning and welcome. I'll be your guide this morning, everybody. Gather around. Put on your snake boots now. We're going to go into that tall grass, and I want everybody to be prepared. Greg is also going to be your guide as well. He takes point and hopefully clears. Yeah, we usually catch most of the snakes on the side of his boots clinging on as he drags them through the forest.
Wow, lucky me.
It is 6:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Thanks for joining us. Yep, it is the Friday edition. All right, so what's going on with this big, beautiful bill? Congresswoman Kat Kamick spoke to us yesterday, and by the way, you can get that on the podcast, wherever you normally download your podcast, The Bob Rose Show. And when we spoke to her, you know, she started talking about, she mentioned this word, parliamentarian. And I'm like, we don't have, like, parliament. It's not our government, but it is a couple positions, one in the House and one in the Senate. And apparently they're supposed to be part of this reconciliation process. They're supposed to, you know, kind of help guide it, and there's certain terms and conditions in which these things need to fall under to pass. And yes, it gets a little complicated, hence I mentioned that we're going to be going into the weeds just for a little bit. But stick with me here. Thursday, during an appearance on Fox Business Network's Kudlow, Senator Tommy Tuberville out of Alabama reiterated an earlier call for Senate Republicans to fire Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough. And Tuberville put out this on X. Did Harry Reid, Senate parliamentarian, not get the memo? President Trump's landslide victory was a mandate from 77 million Americans. The one big, beautiful bill delivers on that mandate. The parliamentarian is trying to undermine the president's mandate and should be fired. Now, my understanding is one of the things that sticks out is part of this bill cuts off illegal aliens from being able to receive Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay.
And that doesn't seem unreasonable to most of us, especially when you're trying to live within a budget. Remember, this whole process is about a budget. I said today, she's got to be gone. He said, we've got to fire her. And this is the reason why. She doesn't put apples to apples. One thing she lets in. The next thing that kind of compares to it, nah, it's out. She struck out a provision that says illegals can't get Medicare. Struck that out. Illegals can't get student loans. She struck that out. Taxpayers don't have to pay for transitions for minors. She struck that out. In other words, these were all things in the bill that would have, you know, illegals wouldn't have got student loans. They wouldn't get Medicare, Medicaid, and taxpayers wouldn't have had to pay for transitions for minors. Okay. And she said, no, you can't do that.
That's just weird.
Yeah, Tuberville says, who in their right mind would strike that out of this bill? So, yes, you know, Trent Lott fired the parliamentarian in 2001 in a reconciliation process. It needs to be done again.
Yes.
We don't need this partisanship. We need people to do their job. They're not elected. They're hired as an employee. Do your job and don't get politics involved.
Wow.
So, basically, that's it. You have an unelected person who has a job.
And an agenda.
And, well, and not supposed to have an agenda, but clearly does.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see what the next move will be on that.
Mm.
And if that's going to happen anytime soon, because remember, you know, up against the clock, doesn't look like 4th of July vacation is looking very good.
No.
For members of Congress.
Because the president wants it. He wants to get it signed.
But if she's, you know, refusing put some of these important items as part of the bill, you know, will it do well enough for all the Republicans to get behind it, and will it pass?
Lots more questions than answers at this point.
Yeah,
it looks like.
But that's, I'm trying to give everybody a little bit of insight. Okay, all right, come on back to camp. Come on. Yep. Oh, there's Greg.
Yeah.
Quit dragging the snakes with you, man. Get them before you come back to camp.
I don't even like snakes.
Yeah. Use your machete and just get them off your boots. You're starting to scare people.
Mm.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good.
What you got? What's
I feel like Bob Rose. I worked 3 days this week.
You did, but you worked them hard.
Well, yes, because you take a few days off and sleeping in to like 6 o'clock. Tough to get back in that routine of getting up at 3. But here I am.
So I heard you're out. Partying, schmoozing last night, rubbing elbows. Do tell.
Well, pretty much. I was over at the chamber event in Gainesville, held over at Audi Gainesville. Kind of a kickoff because, you know, we think about October still being a long way away, and it's not. But the annual Oktoberfest is coming up, of course, to support Ronald McDonald House. And so Tom and the guys over at Audi and the, of course, again, about 100 or so chamber folks were there. He had the chickens cooking and the bratwurst and had the beer wagon right in the middle of the showroom.
Was he cranking out beers?
We had all the German stuff. Had the pretzels and had the...
Really?
Tom's wife made the German potato salad.
Man, I never saw my invite on this one. Sorry.
Well, I don't know. It's probably in the mail, you know. But it was great. Of course, and it's always fun of those things because it's like, oh, I mean, listen to the show all the time. And of course, the big question was, how's Bob doing, you know, after last week's heart attack and all? And so, yeah, so a great night. Great to be out and part of the community and looking forward to Oktoberfest, which is not that far away.
Yeah, and generally, it's usually celebrated most places in September.
Yes.
And I think we get it close
this
here.
This one actually is going to be, I think, end of October because it's on a bye week for the Gators.
What's not?
Yeah, well, I know. And then everything gets held that weekend. But he had to order I mean, you've been to it before.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be bigger because I think, did he say 120 by 60-foot tent or something? A bigger tent. Had to order more tables and the benches because they come from Germany, like everything does. So it's going to be a great thing. But, you know, it's a great meeting a lot of folks last night.
And that's the thing. It raises money for the Ronald McDonald House. So.
About $25,000 a year at that event is what gets donated.
So, and it really is just a great time. I mean, it's about as authentic as you're going to get unless you got two tickets to Munich.
And even the band comes from Munich. So, yeah.
Wow. So they get stuck with a sucky Oompa band because we took the good German band.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There might be more than one.
Could be.
Possible.
Yeah.
Hey, is anybody familiar with Camp Blanding? I just happen to live near there. That could be considered for major work that would be used eventually by ICE. I'll explain. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:29, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Happy Friday. Here we are. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. That's for sure. Some local stuff. Of course, you know, you're always going to have your top stories, and they're still talking about, did we knock the nuke plan for Iran out completely?
Oh, brother.
Forever? Yeah. 2 years? A week and a half? Debate goes back and forth, but most of the experts seem to be weighing heavily on the fact that we damaged, at least at the Fordo facility, did extensive damage at the very minimum.
Right.
So we'll get back to that. Governor Ron DeSantis says Camp Blanding Joint Training Center is under consideration as a site for a new immigration detention facility. Now, if you're not familiar with Camp Blanding, it would be north and east of the Gainesville area. And I just happen to live literally across the street from Camp Blanding. Yeah, and they've got some facilities there that they still use for training all the time. And it's 77,000 acres, or 73,000 acres, I'm sorry.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. They still use it for Florida National Guard and multiple state and federal agencies. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. They train there.
A little air quotes.
And they do some underwater stuff, but that's another story. I can't tell you everything. Mm-hmm. But the governor's seriously considering this as a site of a new facility. And
that's cool.
I haven't heard rumblings locally, although I've been pretty low-key lately, you know, taking care of my health and not getting wild with boys out there, the VFW and what have you.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. And but there's a lot of good people, a lot of former military people out there, and they are good people. But I wonder what the thought process is there. Speaking at a news conference in Tampa last week, DeSantis said that the Florida Division of Emergency Management is finalizing plans to announce new detention facilities in response to record-high immigration detentions, which topped 56,000 in June. That is the most since 2019. When you have people, I mean the sheriffs and the police chiefs, the jails, we can't have every illegal house in our jails because we actually have non-illegals who need to be housed there when they commit crimes, too.
Wow.
We have some capacity there. So Kevin Guthrie, Division of Emergency Management, is working on that. So we'll have a formal announcement on both of those very, very quickly. And I think what he means is Camp Blanding being one of the possible locations. The one that, to me, seems to be getting more play in the media is the Everglades location.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because of the cutesy name, Alligator Alcatraz.
I think it's kind of clever.
You know, if you had to run one of these facilities,
yeah,
I would just have to guess that you would rather be at the Camp Blanding site than the Everglades.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm wondering if that will have any sway in it. Also, as far as logistics go, getting supplies, all that, I don't know what kind of roadways that they have in facilities already in the Everglades part of it, but this is already a camp that sees sometimes large military vehicles and convoys and things like that that it certainly can handle. And you have an airport that's really just adjacent to it. So
a lot of convenience there.
It is. And I'm not a NIMBY, you know, not in my backyard. There's obviously some concerns. You know, the biggest one would be, okay, how safe are we going to be? How contained will this facility be?
Well, I think they'll be depending on you, on your side of the camp, to be that extra wall of defense. Should anybody try to get out, I think that responsibility could fall on you as, you know, your part to support the administration, the government, and keep the rest of us safe. I think that's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're going to put me in that role, make sure that I'm able to get my hands on suppressors without jumping through too many hoops.
Yeah,
would that be a fair trade?
You want to keep it quiet for the neighbors and everything.
Alongside a controversial proposal site, this is the other one, the Everglades, dubbed Alligator Alcatraz due to its isolation and surrounding swampland. Now, the Clay County Sheriff, by the way, it's interesting because when they said Camp Blanding, I was reading the article. It's like, you know, in Clay County, I go, no, part of it's got to be in Bradford County. But according to, I looked it up, and according to that, it's all in Clay County. Yeah. But anyway, refer to the local sheriff, Michelle Cook. She confirmed there's been communication with the state officials about the possibility of a facility at Camp Blanding. I've been in contact with the state. We're fully supportive of the governor's efforts. However, the Clay County Sheriff's Office has not been asked to provide personnel or resources at this time. I wonder what kind of job opportunities would present themselves in a facility. And look, if you work at one of the prisons, not too terribly far from there, that's all state.
Right. So where do you pool from for jobs like this, I wonder?
Well, there's a viable workforce and people looking for work. And I think, if they pay them a reasonable wage, I mean, it would beat working at, you know, the dollar store or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I don't know. That would be a federal position, though, wouldn't it?
You would think so.
Huh.
Although I guess you could contract, just as we're contracting with other countries to hold folks. So,
well, you've heard of Blackwater, right?
Yeah.
I might start a new group.
Yeah.
Well, Brownwater. Not just because I'm full of it either, but that could be part of it anyway.
Could be. So obvious.
It is Friday, obviously. And it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:45. Come on, weekend. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. Happy, happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:48. Senator Chris Van Hollen. What do I call that guy? Van Hoser.
Hoser, that's it. Yeah.
Hey, Hoser.
Yeah.
Senator Chris Van Hoser, Thursday on the elite television network, MSNBC.
Ooh.
I mean, this thing's the toilet bowl of...
They'll let anybody on.
Yeah. Thursday, MSNBC, and... that President Donald Trump was using dangerous authoritarian tactics by attacking the press.
Oh, the A word again.
Yeah, authoritarian.
Yeah.
You know, you can't hammer on the press because then you wouldn't have a free press. Actually, it's what he wants.
Yeah.
A free press. Not ones that kowtow to the left of center Democrats. A free and open press. Yeah, one that doesn't have an agenda. Look, it is so interesting. They point at President Trump and call him all kinds of names, Nazi, Hitler, authoritarian, and all that. And we've explained it before, I've explained it, that that's from the Karl Marx playbook. One of the things is you call your enemy what you are. It takes it away from them. They can't do it to you. You've already used it. You're like, oh, no. No, we already used it on you. I'm serious. So think about it. What did Hitler have? He had a propaganda machine. Now, if you want to break it down in those ways, who's had the propaganda, like, on their side? The Democrats. It's clear.
Uh-huh.
Every study, everything they've done, whether it's measuring how many articles, the content of the articles, the character of the people that are writing the articles, that all admit they're left of center politically. Hopefully, I mean, that part of the debate is over for me. I mean, it's been established.
Yeah.
But Trump's an authoritarian because he hammers on the press for being fake. Look, does Van Hollen, does he answer the question about, you know, why when they measure stories, is there like 95% of Trump stories are negative?
Coincidence?
Yeah, exactly. No. It's not a coincidence.
No, it's not.
And so he's not trying to tamp down on the press. He's saying, give me a flipping break. Tell things the way they are. Be truth tellers.
Yeah.
Van Hoser said the president of the United States, the Secretary of Defense, has essentially declared that anybody who has a different explanation or a different narrative is somehow a traitor to our country. What? Again, he uses what they do against them. But this is what the Dems do, right? If what you're saying disagrees with the Democrats, what is that called? It could be one of two words. They both end in information. It's either disinformation or misinformation. Remember that? Remember they tried to have like a Department of Disinformation or Department of Truth?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What a joke that was.
Well, yeah.
But, and then it was gone.
But this is exactly what they try to get away with.
Yeah.
He said, this is exactly what Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth and others are doing. They don't want to tell the truth. They don't like it when the press tells the truth. Really?
That doesn't happen
you
that
mean,
often.
Yeah, the last time I really remember something very clear, when the press was telling the truth, that was Hunter Biden's laptop, was his laptop, and that was broken by the New York Post. And that was legitimate, and it turned out to be 100% correct. They were the truth tellers. But everyone attacked the truth tellers. They literally unplugged social media from the New York Post. They put out that letter everywhere, that 50 former spook sign that said it's Russian disinformation. So they lied. The truth tellers, New York Post. Liars, Democrats. It's pretty clear. So this guy Van Hoser, I mean, he's on MSNBC, so nobody with the modicum of intelligence is going to be tuning in anyway. But yeah, he says, so what do? They attack the truth tellers. That's very dangerous in a couple of ways. Number one, that is, of course, what authoritarians do to try to undermine the free press and those who are willing to tell the truth. Again, misinformation, disinformation, anybody. Can I take ivermectin? Oh, hell no. That's not what we allowed you to do. Isn't that authoritarian? Shut up. That sounded awful authoritarian, didn't it?
Very much so.
Huh. Hmm. And then Van Hoser goes on and says, but it's also sending this terrible message, as I said, to people in the intelligence community. That if you dare present the facts to their countries or even facts to other people, their higher-ups, that you will get slapped down. This is how you will get bad intelligence that leads to very bad decisions. Wow, once again, he's hosing everybody, this Van Hoser.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know that there's people in the intelligence community. Again, I revert back to the letter of the former spooks. They all knew that was a lie when they signed it. So what are they doing? They're throwing their credibility on the line for a cheap political stunt that they hope made a difference in the election because it was that close to it between Biden and Trump at that time. So they're willing to, clearly they'll sell their souls. Clearly they'll follow an agenda. They have been. So how do we know there's not others in the intelligence community that are doing exactly that when they put out these, premature reports, partial reports? So, yeah, Van Hoser, it's fun. It's really interesting. If you follow it the way that I've laid it out for people, you can clearly see that they call you what they are.
Yep.
And this is another great, great example of that. Hey, closer to home, Judge Gloria Walker has denied motions from Sheriff Chad Scott requesting a new trial or a reduction in the damages awarded by a jury to Deputy Kevin Davis for racial discrimination. You know, it's back on February 7th that the Alachua County jury awarded over $15 million to Alachua County Sheriff's Deputy Kevin Davis, who had filed a lawsuit alleging that he was denied promotions due to racial discrimination and was retaliated against after he filed the discrimination complaints. The jury awarded $115,000 and change in damages to compensate for loss of wages and benefits, plus $15 million for emotional pain and mental anguish. Yeah, when you have to jump through all these hoops, you've been mistreated to this degree, then yeah, the payoff's not necessarily all for him. The payoff also has to do with the penalty part of it, to attempt to send a clear message to say this absolutely will not be tolerated in the workplace.
Right.
Racial discrimination of any kind will not be tolerated. And I think that's been pretty loud and clear, and Judge Gloria Walker seems to be backing that up.
So in these situations, obviously, it's an insurance policy that's really going to actually pay off. Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. 56, 79. Yep. You're right, Bob. I'm out of time.
Record that. Bob was right.